Recep Tayyip Erdogan is furious and he wants the United States to know it. Media reports are citing US officials who say they have plans to establish a so-called border force in northern Syria using Kurdish-led fighters. That announcement hasn't gone down well with Turkey. President Erdogan has threatened to sabotage the US plans.
Now the United States has confessed that they're forming a terror army along our border. What we have to do is strangle this terror army on our border before it is born. A country that we call our ally insists on forming an army along our border despite all our objections, warnings and well-meant advice. Do you think a terrorist organization formed along the Turkish border has a target other than Turkey?
The 30,000-strong force will patrol the Turkish and Iraqi borders, as well as along the Euphrates River in Syria. It will include members of the Syrian Democratic Forces, a loose coalition of fighters dominated by the People's Protection Units, the YPG. Turkish authorities consider the YPG a terrorist organisation, linked to the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, currently waging its own battle for independence within Turkey. Throughout the Syrian conflict, the US and Turkey have largely worked in cooperation with each other. The US has led an international coalition battling IS militants in Syria since 2014 and currently has around 2,000 troops stationed in the country. Syrian state media has denounced the US border force plan as a blatant assault on its sovereignty, saying any Syrian who joined the force would be a traitor. Syria's ally Russia has also joined the criticism. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the US government of attempting to exert more control over Syria and possibly split it up.
The announcement that this zone will be controlled by US-backed groups, by a force of up to 30,000 people, this is a very serious issue, which causes concerns that a course was set for the partition of Syria.
Backed by Russia and Iran, Syria's government has made substantial progress in recent years and reclaimed control over many of the nation's main cities. It's not pleased by the US's continued presence, viewing it as an obstacle to taking back full control. Syria's Kurds, meanwhile, have welcomed the border force, saying they need protection against threats from Turkey and Syria. More than 6 years of war has seen the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people and millions more driven from their homes. Dr. Roger Shanahan from the Lowy Institute's West Asia program says the US's proposal will take time to enact. But he's told the ABC it's unlikely to bring peace to the region.
The one concerning issue I think that most people have is how does it nest within a broader strategic outlook for the United States in Syria, and that's what's been lacking. So I think it's kind of opening gambit of the diplomatic stoush, but I think all the parties concerned understand that the United States doesn't really have much leverage in Syria, and the Kurds would know that their long-term future is tied to whatever government is in Damascus. It's not really tied to whatever government is in Washington.